For some people, the second they get on an airplane, first thing they do, order a drink. But why should you never do that? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, Raven always looks at me like I'm nuts. I have never had an alcoholic drink on a plane. Never in my life. I don't know. I feel like something about it makes me uneasy. Like if I have to make emergency situation like decisions, I don't want it to be mind altering at that point.
We're relying on you and whether or not you're going to be sober enough to open up the emergency door.
Or fly the plane.
Sounds ridiculous. Jenna, when I fly, if I'm flying first class, I want a drink before we even push back from the gate. Let's go.
Listen, you guys aren't alone. So there are many people that definitely enjoy a glass of wine or a cocktail. If you look at the studies, it's almost 1 in 4 people in the United States have a serious fear of flying. So a lot of people enjoy a cocktail just to loosen those nerves. But a brand new study and lab experiment just discovered that when people fall asleep after consuming alcohol, the blood oxygen level drops to certain levels. Your heart rate goes up. And the problem is, with this lower oxygen saturation in the blood, you're increasing your risk of some sort of cardiovascular event.
Doctor, this is not a problem for me because I am the picture of health. When I get on the plane, I've just devoured a massive bag of combos. I've probably been up all night because I didn't pack until the last minute. So, you know, two cocktails for me is going to be fine. I'm good.
You know, I don't blame you, Raven. They don't provide any snacks anymore and any meal. So people definitely bring their own food. A lot of people like to enjoy a cocktail, but this is a pretty significant study. And I would say that if you have risk factors, you really need to take this study seriously.
I think this is important. You have to think about the other people on the plane. Like, Raven, I don't want to have to detour the plane because you had to have a Tito's and now you're having a heart attack.
You don't get to detour the plane. You are not the pilot.
We don't
know. Which part of this do you not understand?
We don't know. If I'm the only sober one on board,
what?
Of course.
No.
I'm going to have to fly it.
I would rather have a drunk pilot than a sober person who has never flown a plane.
No,
flying the plane.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
Jenna, do you drink on planes? Be honest.
I don't. I have to be honest with you, though. I have a serious fear of flying. Like, I had an emergency landing once. So I had a lot of therapy to get back on a plane. I didn't fly for 11 years because of that emergency landing.
What happened?
Oh, they thought the wheels blew out on the takeoff. And so they thought they would need to land the plane on its belly. And so we circled and practiced like holding our ankles and putting our head into the seat cushion. And this was my first flight by myself. I was on my way to a sorority convention.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was freaking out. And they foamed the runway. And it turned out that I think several of the wheels were okay. They were viable. But the irony is that you can't, you know, the pilot can't look in a rearview mirror and look at the wheels. But I was traumatized. And so I went into serious therapy to get back on a flight. If I need to, like, I had an anti-anxiety medication for my first flight. And other than that, Anna, I feel like you do. I feel like I have to remain still. I'm like junior pilot.
Mm-hmm. Jenna,
no drinks.
You can co-pilot with me, not Raven.
I mean, I don't want to laugh at your trauma because it sounds terrifying. I was actually also on a flight where they blew out the tire. We just bounced when we landed. It has lots of tires, turns out.
Mm.
But you're right. Nobody can find out whether or not it's working, but it sounds absolutely terrifying.
Now, hold your ankles? Thank you.
I went to therapy with my friends Jim Beam and Jack Daniels and all them.
All right.
They all go to therapy all the time on planes.
Both work. Just be careful if you have heart disease risk factors.
Dr. Jennifer Wider. Okay. You can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you, Jenna.